That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven!
No, you're not. You're banned.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one podcast out there for stoners. I am your lovely host, Super Marcy, and welcome to episode 124. And it is also my pick of movie today. So what do I have in store for everybody? You'll find out very soon. Introduce my lovely co-host. First up, he is the terrible Australian. He is Bee Jermaine. Hello, Bee. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Very excited when it's my episode.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed, indeed. I'm very excited for your episode. I have no idea what to expect from this movie, and I'm slightly a little buzzed right now, so I think we're in for a good time.
We should be, and the whole crew is here. He's the professor of all things science. He is Professor Batch.
For science, I took 5 gummies at 10 THC and 20 THCV, so we'll see what happens this episode, folks.
We'll see.
THCV? What is V?
So THCV, for those kids, let's gather around as we do some science. THCV is on a molecular level a little bit to the right of THC, so it's very a little bit more sedative, a little bit more muted, kind of acts a little bit like CBN. So,
dude, yeah, I need some of that shit. Let's go.
Yeah. I should say, we are the number one Tubi-related podcast, no matter what Craven the Hunter fucking says, whatever his train check show is when that drops, hosted by 2 Australians, 1 Canadian, and 1 American.
Listen, yeah, exactly.
Listen.
I haven't introduced you yet. Shut up. And our 4th co-host, he is the Trash Panda Colin. Now you can talk.
Oh, sorry. I'm not allowed to fucking talk until my name's said. That's fucked up.
Yes, it is. We do.
Yeah, considering you're on the Craven podcast, you traitor.
Traitor, fuck off. He asked me to do it, and he told me that it's going to be way better than this. He told me.
That
son of a bitch. He's still banned. Craven the Hunter is banned on this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Might be banned from this podcast after that.
We can never ban you. You're the head of our HR. We can't ban you.
I allowed this up. I allowed this Craven podcast to happen.
Yeah.
So. I mean, a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see.
But everything
coming
is
soon
great,
on Pop4D, Tubi Tuesdays with Craven the Hunter.
Yeah, whatever he thinks. Anyway, unlike on that show, this show, you get movies chosen by me once a month. And I've chosen a movie called Murder Size. And the only reason I chose it was because I saw a tweet that was like the parental warnings against this movie, which pretty much just kept mentioning bare breasts. And I'm like, that's a Tubi Tuesdays movie. Let's watch this. That's the brief story of me choosing this movie. So I'm very excited to get
into it. We're gonna see some titties. That is the theme for this season of Tubi Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's been boobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this isn't me pandering at all to get votes for best co-host of the year at the Tubi Tuesday Podcast Awards for the
year.
And I'm winning that. I'm going to win that contest. That's it. I'm sorry.
Whatever you say, new boy.
Yes. Well, I guess it could be easy to announce where we're currently working on the upcoming third annual Tubi Tuesday Awards, and we're organizing the nominees as we speak, but the full list won't come out until at least the last episode of the year. But I will say this, if anyone out there is interested in voting in the awards this year, definitely let us know. And we'll send you the ballot once it's done.
Has a category. We should have a fan category. So the fans should get to pick what a category that could be for this award show.
And they should vote on the best co-host.
Ooh, yes.
Fans should vote on the best idea. Co-host.
Well, I'm gonna just have my campaign. Who's the co-host that brings titties to the show? It's me.
I've showed my titties on this show.
The three of us have all showed our titties on this podcast. You have not showed your titties on this podcast
at all.
We are strictly gentlemen. That's fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we've sacrificed.
Yes.
I see titties all the time, so it's cool. Like, we're friends. We can't do that.
Yes. But Bossy, continue.
Anyway, let's get to the movie, and Bede, give us the rundown, as you do every week.
We'll see how I go for this one. First of all, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Murder Size, if it's playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but it is playing on Tubi in Australia. So for our Australian listeners, it's easier to find the movie. So we're going to count down from five. And when I say go, that's when you played the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect. And then... Then once the ad is finished, we'll let you know by playing the sound effect for a second time. There we go.
They change over the course of the movie.
Listen, that's exactly, going to be exactly. The sound of my dick the entire time if there's that many titties in this movie.
Once the sound effect happens, then that way you can restart the film. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Murder Size, first of all, how dare you? I'm pretty sure this audio commentary on its own will still be a fun listen to, regardless.
This is going to be one of those show, folks.
It's going to be.
Right now.
Yes.
You thought last week was fucking funny? Wait till we do this one. This is going to be way better than that one.
Indeed, it's one of those indeed. After you're done, after we're all done recording and we all log off, I just sit and go, well, that was a podcast.
So we'll get straight to it. So Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to get murdered some by exercise with Murder Size?
Sure, let's go.
Oh my God, does this mean I get to see a treadmill kill somebody? Because that's going to be fun.
Maybe.
Great.
I hope so. But
I've never seen this movie, so let's go.
Let's go. Right. None of us have seen it, so let's go. Ooh.
All right, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
We are all losing our Murder Size virginities.
Indeed.
Pop.
Those are sick as fuck. I wish I could rock shoes like that now.
I don't know what's stopping me from dressing like that right now.
I mean, look at the shoes. Look at that Walkman.
This new Barbie movie is weird.
Did Lisa Frank make that fucking tape player? Because that's tight. Lisa Frank is the fucking person that made all of these outfits for for the movie.
Hey guys, it's me, Chad, buys four, and this looks like a movie I'm going to buy.
I think this is Jigelin Allen.
I had a lot of movies with her right there.
Damn, that's a lot of associate producers.
No, that's like
more associate producers.
Are these all the people that donated on like crowdfunding or something? Where is it?
I we're still on producers.
Okay, I just needed to make sure.
We've gone from associate producers to executive producers, and that's been like 100 people over the course of those two credits.
And she's still nude in the shower.
Indeed.
You're welcome, everybody.
Door clacking, water rustling.
Wait, are we supposed to be paying attention? Boobies glistening. Because I just saw tits. Like, those are the biggest tits I've seen in a movie since fucking...
Since Titties.
Thanksgiving, bro.
We had Kung Fu Titties also had a shower nude scene, and also Leanna Quigley's horror workout had one, except that was blurred out, and Batch was gone.
And we lost Batch, but we just have to keep going.
Yes.
We gotta keep going. We got to. There's titties to see. He's gotta pop in.
Why is it that every modern horror film, especially an indie one, has so much neon in normal houses?
I don't know, but that's all they can afford is neon lighting. So
exactly.
Oh, hold on. Let me get a towel and let me get dressed. Hold on.
We haven't sent anyone out to your area yet. Oh.
Oh.
There are. Whoa. Oh, shit!
What is happening?
Murder by phone. Are you
there? That escalated quickly.
Unfortunately, it's not a rotary phone.
Damn it.
Rotary
phones.
Although it is a red phone, though. Just not a red white phone.
It's not a rotary phone.
Hello.
Hello, nipples.
Gotta do the exercises again.
Let's go.
We gotta work out.
Oh, it's the Thanksgiving moustache.
Already 5 minutes into this movie.
All right, 1 second. You know we're gonna see Candy's titties. I can tell you that right now. And that fucking girl in the back. You know we're gonna see her titties. All the women with the giant ass tits we're gonna see.
Mike Peter said no to the titties.
All right.
That is not a yoga outfit she's wearing. Monique's wearing. It isn't.
It's the 80s, Bede. Come on. It's the
80s. I'm pretty sure no one in the 80s wore that.
How many exercise classes did you ever go to?
I've gone to a few, actually.
Seven. I've gone to seven.
Did anyone dress in their fishnets?
I'm wearing my...
Now or the 80s?
Whoa!
Spreading to the gods.
Oh! Obviously, all these women were watching the Leanna Quigley horror workout.
She smacked her in the head, almost.
I'm just going to stand in the background and pretend I'm not here, but I'm not missing this movie.
Craven, you're not around. Get out.
No, Craven, you're tight, this movie. Bro.
There's panties. There's panties.
Craven, you're tight. We've already seen Vagina Lips. You're tight. It's fine. We can go and watch this movie. We'll watch it later.
I mean, it's sexy aunties exercising. This is made for me.
Raven, get out before I set off the time bomb I installed in your brain.
Get out of here, you cocksucker. Fucking go to your own show.
That left a sour taste in my mouth.
It's me, Toby Boo.
No, I think that was a sour taste in your mouth.
Oh, damn it.
It's me, Toby. Why didn't you guys tell me that there's yoga pants in this movie?
It looks like workout wear.
Toby, I'm ready for you. I'm wearing a poncho this week.
Celebrates November too.
Well, that's pretty much true. It's like I'm just a big white sheep with two polka dot eyes and also a big mustache on there because that big guy didn't decide to shave his mo. So I'm like, fuck you, man. Even us ghosts can grow a mo.
We should mention for the viewers on the patrons. We got the sweet mustaches for Movember for men's mental health, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer.
Yeah, I've been posting I've been posting at least my link all over Trash Panda's Twitter, so go hit that up.
And I might have to add that you also are wearing the Thanksgiving mustaches.
We are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So is that guy. The beard. What's up with that? What's with the beard bead?
I don't know what is up because I'm possessing his body at the moment, but I'll tell you guys one thing. There won't be any ectoplasming today, unfortunately, because I took my tablet this morning before I came on. So I'm going to control myself throughout this episode, even though those yoga pants are making me hot and bothered.
Toby, this is going to be hilarious. I want you to shave Bead's beard while you're possessing him. So when you actually leave him, you're just going to realize that he just has a mustache.
Yeah, so I will work on that. I will work on that batch. But anyway, so unlike Franken, I'm going to go just sit over here in the corner of the room and watch this movie in silence. So I'll talk to you guys later on. Bye.
Craven's staring out in the window with binoculars.
This killer's name is fucking the Skid Row Killer.
Bede, how many subscribers for that man's outfit?
Oh, that's at least another. That is at least another 5 subscribers because that almost looks like a Macho Man Randy Savage outfit.
Is she eating noodles in a cheeseburger? What is happening?
I think it's chips.
Oh,
is it
might
chips?
Be chips. Yeah,
yeah, it's chips.
Because that's an Australian delicacy.
That's allowed. Yeah.
Does he have a sign just taped onto his t-shirt?
You mean freedom fries? Okay, those are fries. All right, not chips. The fuck out of here with that nonsense.
Look at this perv in the background.
Oh, yeah, that would be me.
Why has he got a sign taped on his t-shirt?
I didn't know Artie Lang was in this movie.
They just didn't have time to stitch the side on his shirt, Marcy, so they had the sticky tape it on there.
There's a lot of Christmas camel toes in this movie.
Merry Christmas to me, I guess.
Pumping the lemonade. Hey, Beat. So, Beat, how do you pump the lemonade?
Well, first of all, what you need to do, you get one of those fit, you got to cut it in half, and then you got to squeeze it. Then you got to put it on one of those juices, and then you go squeeze it, and keep squeezing it a little bit more until juice starts to come out all over the place.
Something remembered why we retired that bit.
Come on, guys, we're meant to be showing off our camel toes. Oh my gosh.
Did you see what she was doing? She was like, we gotta be role models. And then the girl's like, yeah.
No, she burped.
Oh, she did? I thought she was sucking. Ugh. I can't hear it, so I thought she was sucking dick. Role models.
Working out in that elevator.
Oh, I was going to say, like, that's an elevator they just walked in, right?
I don't know what's happening.
Ew!
That's the Thanksgiving mustache.
That's crazy. Like 20 years.
the Thanksgiving mustache has gotten around this episode. It's in, like, 4 scenes. I mean, 4 characters are wearing it.
That's Craven's uncle right there, that guy.
Gingerland!
Speaking of uncles, it's me, Ginger Lynn Lasser. I'm the auntie of Louise Lasser. I wasn't at the red wine wedding because I've been too busy making murder spies videos.
You were excommunicated from the Lasser family.
She's still upset I didn't invest in her Lasser size exercise tapes.
You were making your own.
These ones are much better, I'm just telling you. You gotta buy them all.
But what is the name of your exercise tape, Ginger Lidlasser?
It's the Murder Size exercise tape. It gets you in exercise for when you want to go murdering people, like my nephew used to do.
Oh, well, I might have to buy a copy of this Ginger Lidlasser.
You will. I'll send the details later.
Chad will buy 5 copies.
I'll put him down for 10.
I said 5.
Why does this dude here look like Danny Trejo but melted?
I was just about to say that. That's bootleg Danny Trejo.
Melted. He melted in the mail from Wish.
Yes. But I think, Colin, you're right, though. He is basically the Danny Trejo you get off Wish.
Yeah, he's the Timu. The Timu Danny Trejo.
Look, dude, don't wear a crop top.
Hashtag Timu Trejo.
See, here's the thing. Only women should get away with wearing crop tops, not dudes, because it's not attractive on dudes. I'm sorry.
Oh, if I wear a crop top and it was tight as fuck, I loved it. It was breezy. It was wonderful. It was one of my favorite tops I've ever worn in my life, and I still wear it.
Unless it's a Raiders crop top, then I won't allow it.
Beat hates crop top. We heard it here first.
Yes. I apologize for all the people out there who love their crop tops. I did mean to offend.
Yeah, how dare you? So rude.
Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck? Guys can wear crop tops too.
I'm sorry, Colin.
He loves his crop tops.
Oh my gosh, I think we found our link to Urban Legends Final Cut. That dude there, the bodyguard, he's the brother of the Matrix-looking guy from Urban Legends Final Cut.
Oh shit, yeah, he's part of the Matrix.
Yes.
Perfect connection.
Ginger Lynn's a puma.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Thanks for calling me a puma, I appreciate it.
That's when you're a little bit too old to be a cougar.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think she'd be considered a cougar. A cougar is just basically a MILF, right? Or an older MILF?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I'm 37.
MILFs are, it goes cougar, are puma, back. Ocelot. I gotcha.
I just did a spit take all over my laptop.
And I'm in tears.
Oh.
God, yes, jokes to get you, Bean.
Scratch it's to Patreon to see all this nonsense.
Oh, jeez. Ah.
How much is it to subscribe?
It's as low as $1 a month, people. As long as
there you go.
Oh, jeez.
You get to watch us watch the movie.
Now they're all eating bananas. Except for that dude. He's eating an apple. Yeah, hold it. Or is he eating a peach? Because that would mean something else if he was. Oh, she's eating a peach too.
I think it's an apple.
Oh, okay. I used to work at a vegetable shop. I should know the difference between an apple and a pear.
Things. To be fair, Bede.
To be fair.
You did just spit your water everywhere.
There's water all over the floor. Only a little bit, but still.
Not even sorry.
I'm going to be careful now every time I drink.
And all he said was Ocelot.
At least it wasn't. Yeah. At least it wasn't Red Bull like the last time that happened.
I mean, that's all sticky.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Toby, when by the end of this movie.
I mean,
you are a fine, sexy auntie for my nephew Craven. he's a very misunderstood boy.
Yes,
he's a good kid. Sure.
Look at this fucking nerd.
Whoa! Oh.
Titties.
You're not hiding much, but sure. Don't let her give you any grief, and make sure So
this dude looks like, not only is he like a, looks like Daddy Trio, like the Wish equivalent of Daddy Trio, but he also looks like a dude who would run a very sleazy like pawn shop.
No. You know, he knows Chad. Chad's his best customer.
Yes.
Oh, Chad, you're a good boy. Oh, we have the new, we've got the new,
I am Vikram. I sell you these things, these women. I sell you these sexy answers. Since you boot Craven, we come back. We do business.
I have no idea what's happening.
Hey, Vikram, what do you got to do for new videos?
Listen, we got a lot of we have a lot of the sexy in the 80s. Yes.
Jeez.
Whoa, look at that poster.
Whoa! Booty fair on that poster. Lots of booty fair.
I would be putting that on my ceiling. Fuck the wall.
I apologize to anyone who's listening to this episode right now. We've got it nearly 20 minutes of this movie, and we haven't even talked.
I gave a warning. I gave a warning. Yes.
But that is true.
I don't. That's a fucking hot ass poster. You know he jacked off to it before.
That's why it's so sticky.
Yeah.
So she previously worked at a place called Hot Dog on a Stick.
I mean,
of course she did.
You're in charge. I'm from New York. What are you talking about?
My accent changed.
I'm Vikram. You come with me.
That, I think you found your character for the show, Colin.
I think I did.
Uncle Vikram, buddy, how are you, buddy?
Oh, Craven! Fuck off!
My uncle's here, I haven't seen him in 5 years.
Well, I barely talked to your dad, Russian Crow. Fuck off! I am sorry about that, everyone.
Craven, we make deal. We talk later, we make deal. As a new sexy auntie, we make deal. I'm with this.
I like how Craven the dude's wearing a pump.
And I'm getting very upset.
I just turned the sprinklers on Craven outside. He's mad.
Look at this dude headbanging, and he's got his little bum bag there.
He's just chiefing with these girls.
That's how I groove out.
You know they're smoking coke. You know it's crack.
It's the 80s. Of course they'd be. Yeah. I mean, it's the 80s. They would be smoking coke. I mean, snorting coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're smoking crack, too. You know that's what they're doing.
Bede, how do you smoke crack?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is...
First of all... I'll tell you how to smoke crack. You guys want to know?
We'll save that for a bonus episode.
That's fine.
Save that for Craven's show.
Yes,
exactly.
The first Craven show, I will teach everyone how to smoke crack. I will do crack. Okay. Of course, we know this sexy auntie is doing porn.
They're watching one of Chad's movies.
Yeah. Oh, they're watching Leanna Quigley's horror workout for ideas. Oh.
Look at this. Sexy. Well, I said, this Vikram, we sell you this, the tape we sell you. We give you tape to preview sexy auntie. And I'm Vikram.
Oh, Vikram may win best new character.
Oh. Adding it to the nominees list.
Yes.
Call us now. I'm Vikram. 199. Vikram.
$17 an hour.
$16 an hour. We Vikram. We call you. We blow you up.
Oh, it's her.
Oh, is this her porno?
I guess so.
Her art film.
Hold on. Let me get eaten out.
That doesn't look like that's happening.
That's a horror movie.
He's making another hole.
Oh my gosh, guys, we found another connection. This was made by the follow-up movie from Jennifer Morrison's character in Urban Legends Final Cut.
And you actually remembered her name this week.
Yes.
Who, Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Phoebe's the worst.
Why are they all pissed at this small titty bitch? Like, because
she made it off the movie.
Oh, she's probably not going to show her tits. I can tell you that. Mersh, get out of here. If you want to eat one of these spicy chips, I will give you one, but get the fuck away from the computer. I'm trying to watch a titty movie. Get out of here. Mersh, we've already had pussy.
Yeah, I like that. As your bartender, she should light that up.
Yes.
I love you, baby. If you want to sit in my lap and watch this titty movie with me, that's fine.
Mersh, behave yourself.
Yeah, don't come over here showing your butthole.
Oh, nobody's whacking anybody. This is not one of those movies.
Damn it.
That mustache is faker than the one that Carrie wore when she was Mario for Halloween. Get out of here, for real. I will Gunther chop you. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I like when we're watching a slasher movie within a slasher movie.
It's meta. I don't know what's happening right now.
And she's getting way too turned on by her movie.
She really is. I don't know what's happening. Made
it. I mean, she made it. She can get wet from it. It's fine.
Thug, you're going to come to the valley with me later. We're going to drink some Coke since we can't snort some Coke.
We're going to go see a white snake later.
Right. We're going to get... You want to go blow Motley Crue? Remember that time Nikki Six came on our face?
Ew.
Whoa.
Oh! She's getting way turned on by this.
You know these girls fucked all of Rat.
What is this movie they're watching?
This is the type of movie we would make if we were given money to make a movie for 2 weeks.
That's true. This is true.
Listen, this is the video we send you when you want to pick aunties. This is a
yes.
Vikram movie.
Vikram video.
Yes.
Is we eat you. Wait, we don't eat you. We send you bitches.
I think all four of us need to sit down and write a 2B movie one day.
Listen, I've already started writing. I don't know if you guys don't know who Meg Becker is, she's been on our show a couple times. Me and her collaborating on
she's into him
on a sexy, sexy penthouse forum.
Ooh,
this is gonna escalate quickly.
This looks like it's escalating quickly.
He's gonna have to take that fanny pack off if she's gonna suck his dick.
he just lifts it up.
It's like he
slaps it up.
Yeah.
He just stands up and he's just like.
It's actually Nick and Minion. There's nothing on under the fanny pack.
Yep.
Oh, Nick! Whoa!
2352.
Break! It's toys.
The Satisfier.
Damn, that!
Just gonna go add these to the wish list and
exactly.
Up to 75% off.
Wild Secrets. Let's
Wild Speakers sponsor our podcast, please.
Yes. Sponsor our fucking podcast.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We got someone exercising. Marcy, these ads are specifically have been chosen by Tubi. We got a sexy ad about Wild Secrets, and now we got an exercise ad. It makes sense for this movie.
That never happens.
What's going on? Powerade.
It took us 20 minutes to actually get to the product they were trying to show us.
Mm-hmm. There's another ad. Oh! What is happening?
I don't know.
I can't make fun of this. You guys are going to kick me off this podcast.
No. I don't think we can make fun of this. This is about people.
Right now.
This is about helping people.
I know we can make fun of it.
Oh, look at that fucking nerd.
He just walks away.
Yeah,
we're back. Yeah, 23
we're... And we're back.
And we'll ignore that.
Yes. Anyway, so. Oh, you look so much like Randy Savage. I want to have sex with you right now.
Ew.
Yeah, brother!
Being doesn't know his wrestlers, that looks nothing like Randy Savage.
It's Randy Savage in this universe. I got you for 3 minutes!
That's a Jimmy Valiant, if anything.
He does it. He can't actually tell that she's horny.
Yes. I'm just naturally horny all the time. What are you talking about?
My titties are always hard.
Wait, he's the filmmaker?
No, why don't you show us?
How can you reject me when I have boobs this big? No, you're not. Why don't you just touch my tits? He's not a filmmaker, he's totally a teenster.
Hey, she's giving him consent. Touch titty.
Whoa! There they are.
Movie fair.
Alright, I was right about that girl. At what time? 25,
I'm so late on that.
This dude's acting like how I do when I meet women.
I mean,
now we know why there were 60 producers on this movie. They all had to audition this actress.
They all needed to be on set to see the titties.
Like in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yes.
Her name Bubbles.
That's a great line.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, I don't.
No, look at him. Bro,
look, they're even bouncing.
Walk away. Just look at her tits, bro. That's it. Just walk away.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a. I'm surprised she hasn't said gazangas yet.
This is the Citizen Kane of 2B Tuesday movies.
I mean, hold on.
Nobody's been killed yet.
I'd be starting to get annoyed with her a little bit, only for the pure fact that, like, shut the fuck up. If I don't want to see your titties, which, if that was me, if some girl's yelling at me to see her tits, I'm going to be like, all right, fine. I mean...
She just can't handle him not looking at her tits.
I'm looking at her tits right now.
Everyone else can look at him for her.
No, you were. I'm saying it right now. She's the best actress.
Exquisite acting, crying and screaming. Look at my tits.
Well, I think she's obviously, depending on how big her role is in this movie, she is obviously either a best actress or best supporting actress.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I think that qualifies as best supporting, at least, right there. That
and this movie already has, like, way
too many. Oh,
did
they come out again?
They come out again.
Although the subtitles are, like, blocking him off. It's like Leonardo Quigley's horror workout all over again.
Yeah, but that was purposely blurred out.
Well, that is true.
But this movie also has several... Booby Fair moments that can win an award too.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She's harassing everyone with her boobs.
Yeah, like that's enough. Like, okay, I love titties like the next one. But that's enough. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You paid for those, so somebody's gonna look at them. Okay, who cares? I'm looking at them and they're perfect, okay? They're good.
She really trying not to look at them. What is happening? Oh. That escalated quickly.
That did escalate quickly.
Did one of the implants come out?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I guess she is a supporting actress contender.
I guess she's a supporting actress contender. That answers that question.
That's our final girl. We will not see her titties.
No, she's the killer.
She's the killer, obviously.
She can't be the final girl.
Yeah, so Jessa Flux, who played Candy, you are a definite nominee. Yeah, I just looked you up.
No. She's definitely the final girl. She's not the killer.
She just told me, Colin.
That was an accident.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. She was kind of tired of seeing this bitch's titties and her flashing around, getting all crazy. That was self-defense. Any lawyer would be like, "Yeah, yeah, that's self-defense."
Are we sure? I will.
It's me. Hello, everyone. It's me, Louis Lasser. I am a lawyer, and she was assaulted by those bazungas.
Well, there you go.
So it was self-defense against the attack of the titties?
Yes.
Now,
hashtag attack of the titties.
Now, if the woman suffocated her with her titties, does that count as murder? So, but if you're having sex and you accidentally die from suffocation of titty, does that count as like manslaughter?
Yes.
Like aggravated manslaughter, do you think?
I'm assuming yes.
Why are you asking me these things when we're watching a movie called Murder Size?
Because Colin's asking the serious question.
Where the girl was on top and then she hit him in the face with the titty and he got a black eye.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Same with a dude. I knew a dude who gave a girl a black eye with his dick.
The fuck? Was he trying to do a suburban film on her or what?
No, she was into shit like that. Like, it was weird. That girl was crazy. Not the kink shame. She was just fucking not my cup of tea.
Oh, by the way, I have to say this. Looking up Jessa Flux's filmography, her first ever movie was called Space Babes from Outer Space, and her name in the movie is the Titty City Welcoming Committee.
That might be the best character name I've ever heard.
Is that
needs to be a t-shirt.
Here?
That needs to be a t-shirt.
I'll wear that every day.
I'll wear that shirt.
Titty City Welcoming Committee.
It's the Titty City Welcoming Committee. Oh, God.
We need to find an island and make Titty City. Where all titties are free to roam. All titty.
Old titties. Male,
old titties. New titties. Man titties. Whatever every kind titty. Of titties. We don't discriminate on titty. We will have Titty City one day.
Whoa.
God, I'm so high, guys.
I'm getting there.
Woo! I got the munchies. Thank God I found low sodium, low carb French onion dip with no salt, no sodium chips. So this
interesting factoid about THCV, it's an appetite suppressant.
Oh.
So you don't get the munchies.
The Ric Flair weed gives you the munchies all the time.
AEW just signed a multi-year deal with Ric Flair.
Uh-huh. I know. I'm so excited. I retweeted something today about it. I am Vikram. We interview girl. Just interview your bodyguard. We're going to get you bodyguard.
She's not the first one that got stabbed this week. She won't be the last that gets stabbed this week.
No, she left. she going to get stabbed. She's stabbed. Vikram. I'm Vikram.
What happened to Janice? She got stabbed. She okay. Vikram. She okay. But she got stabbed.
Vikram, send her to hospital. We don't have no health insurance. So we Vikram.
Now, do you have to put the pedal in the H?
Yes. Yes. You must.
Yes.
You must.
Yes.
You pay us. We come talk to you. We give you wine. We have blind person here. He our security. He blind.
Okay. I don't know what's happening. They're going to continue to film the exercise video?
Yes, because they told her she just walked off. They didn't tell her that she's dead, but she just walked off the movie.
So this movie technically really is a follow-up to Urban Legend's Final Cut, because it's other people making a video slash film as well.
Allegedly.
They all went to, the filmmakers went to the same school as Jennifer Morrison.
Did she clean her hands?
I hope she washed her hand.
Hashtag oh Jesus tits.
I don't know. Do you have big tits? If you don't, you can't be cover girl.
No, you're not. You have small tits. You can't be a cover model.
No, if you go work for Vikram, you do not have small titty. We do not let you have small titty.
You work in the back. No one can see.
You work with the video in the back. You record.
Well, she's praying to God?
You back seat.
In the buffer.
Okay.
She's still not going to show them titties, I'll tell you that.
Oh, she does pray to God, so.
Yeah, but she did kill that bitch.
Well, that is true.
In self-defense, I will tell you.
It was a titty attack.
It was a titty attack. It was self-defense. Any lawyer can argue that. Even Lewis.
Yes. Yes.
Titty attack.
You know who just
I've been attacked by my ex-wife, Louise Lasser's titties, many a time. That's why we're not married anymore. She gets some of that rosé sad red wine, and then the next thing you know, they're out. They're all over the place.
This, you know, who should have played this guy here, the mustache? It should have been Nicolas Cage.
That's Grandpa Mario right there.
Grandpa Mario.
Awesome video productions.
Yeah, it's like taped on his shirt.
I swear this dude's... Whoa!
How many subscribers for that outfit?
Oh, that's at least another 2 subscribers for that leotard he's wearing.
I already have a leotard like that I could totally wear, but it's kind of like... I don't know if we want me to wear that.
I mean, he's got more than a camel toe going on right now.
He's got a camel hump going.
That is, his moose knuckles are showing.
Right.
I saw what he had to lunch, like have sorry. I fucked up that joke. I apologize. That's amazing edit. That was amazing editing right there.
Okay, you guys want to write a movie? You guys want to write a movie for Tubi? Why don't we just write this sequel?
Yes. If the filmmakers behind this movie want to make a sequel, definitely call us. We will write it for you.
Oh my God, yeah. I'll write that today.
Oh, we'll star in it or something.
Yes.
Yeah, give us a cameo. Let me show my titties.
Does she have braces?
I just did.
You I don't show know. Your titties?
I think she does.
I just did. You missed it.
I missed it.
Oh my gosh, all these valley girls. It's so valley girl. Oh my gosh.
Listen, Monica, if I have to suck that dude's dick again, I'm going to be so mad because I just got cover girl and I am not going to blow another Vikram ever again.
Oh jeez. Once again, I apologize to all of our listeners who listen to the insanity of this show. We only just provide to make it entertaining for you each week.
At least the regulars know what they're getting into. If this is your first time watching listening to the podcast, you're welcome.
Welcome to your new favorite podcast.
Welcome to your new favorite podcast.
Exactly. This fucking nerd.
It's a film nerd.
Too nerdy.
Those are worse.
He's too nerdy to be to have that mustache. A mustache is a manly thing.
You just went to three characters right there. And like,
yeah, you really did. Like, you had
a... shifted gears. Like,
yes, yes, I did.
That's information over there. It's like the movie Slick. God damn, bro. The beast gonna come out. Shit.
This is why I should never get.
This is on the best of show right here. This is this clip right here.
This is why I should never get high before an episode of this show. I'm usually the
one.
You
should.
That's why you should.
You're loose. You're loose.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Twilight Secrets again.
39.19, boys.
Oh, girls, I'm so fan. Hershey kiss.
Listen, I'm gonna do a Wild Secrets ad right now. Listen. If you want to go and get you want to go and get
listen.
You, I'm doing a preview for Wild Secrets. We have an up to 75% off Black Friday sale going on right now. Get your bitch some of that hot ass vibrator shit. Get a butt plug. Get some vibrating cock rings. Like, do something for your bitch for Christmas. Like, it's gonna be nice. Go to Wild Secrets. It's gonna be good.
Let her give you a reach around for once.
Yeah, let her fucking put it in your butt one for once.
Guy from Wild Secret. Oh, and we're back. Oh!
39.23.
It's Machette Randy Savage.
He is short. I can almost see his dick from...
Ew.
Dude, put your legs together. That's too much manscaping right there.
Okay, listen. I've seen Vagina Lip. What's different? That dude's balls just hanging out.
It's 2023. It's all legal, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true.
We don't kick shame balls on the show.
Yeah, let him show his balls. If a ball slip happens, let it happen.
First of all, I can't help it if my balls show because that's the American way to do it.
It makes me feel sexy to wear my Daisy Dukes.
Exactly. And it'll be too woke if he didn't do it. Then go and let your balls drop.
First of all, I didn't want to wear these back shorts that were going to make my mushroom head pop out.
Give your balls a tug, you dick fucker.
This thing is going to, like, turn me around. Fuck you and your whole fucking life.
I'm good.
Now, hold still. I'm going to turn your hair purple like Marthy's.
Oh, shut up.
She looks like, now you look like a porn star.
Oh, booty fan.
Listen, now I'm going to show you how to perm your pubic hair. Told you.
I'm in this electronic music.
She's a robot.
Why is she dressed like Sean Connery in Zardos?
It looks like she's a dick.
Zardos. That's a movie we have to do on this show.
We need that has to be on Tubi.
What? Yes. Zardoz.
Zardoz.
Well, we could always do the loophole show, YouTube Tuesday.
Yes. Well, also, like her outfit, Marcy, it looks like Lilo's from The Fifth Element.
Okay, that's why I fell in love with goth girls right there. Like that.
Look at both of them. They're like their faces like
they're not happy.
I don't do this. Sure you can. You just need to loosen up a little bit. You wanna do some blow?
What? No, I
can't. Oh,
yes, let's do blow.
Cocaine, alright.
Oh, she really cares about what Reagan thinks.
Just say no.
Or say, fuck yeah.
What the? That's not how you sniff cocaine.
I mean, yeah, it is. Just stick it all the way up your nose and just let it go.
Half of it is on her face.
Or just stick your face in it and go.
She's got a cocaine stash.
The cocaine stash.
Lick it off.
Hashtag cocaine stash.
Hashtag cocaine stash.
You better lick that off your face and put it on that gums, but hurry it up.
That is still not yoga attire, what she's wearing. Damn it, Monique.
Guess what? Guess what? Monique, guess what? Guess what?
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to tell you something. Come here. Have you had Katie's Coke? It's so fucking good. Oh my god.
Think you give you a cocaine must bouquet the cocaine stash as well.
Mocaine stash, man.
The mocaine stash.
The mocaine stash.
You want a cocaine Hershey kiss?
Vikram gave him too much fucking coke. Some bad coke.
Are they in the same room where she killed Candy before? Because I'm pretty sure they are.
I think they moved the body, though.
Mm. They did.
Yeah, they moved the body, but it has to be the
Vikram
same room.
Moved the body.
I think there's like maybe one set in this whole movie, and it's just this one room.
It's the same set as a Karate Christmas Miracle. Oh, she's a wrestler with a New York accent. What are you talking about? No, wrestling is not
harder than aerobics. Are they gonna have a contest to see what's harder?
Yes. Aerobics or wrestling?
Whoa. Oh my dick!
Oh! So basically, from the looks of this, if Monique dies, then it's self-defense for the other girl, because, and that's pretty much all the bit, what she's...
What did she do? For.
What happened?
Oh!
Whoa!
Wrestling is not fake.
Yeah, you
can
wait.
She broke her neck! She broke her neck with the chair!
Snap someone's neck with the chair.
Damn, that hot goth bitch is dead now? Fuck.
So
basically...
Well, she's psycho. She's lost it.
Well, I mean, she's psycho, but all of the deaths have been in self-defense.
And she was on coke, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, Mersh? You all right?
Okay, everyone, let's do the cocaine dance, everyone!
Really?
I'm tired.
Dad, I didn't expect this season of the show I'd be exercising a lot.
Kid, yeah, what is up with that?
I need to, it's fine.
We'll do this weird cocaine workout.
And the girl on the far right, her outfit looks like it could almost be an X-Men outfit.
Link new girl, girls. Outfit. Whoa.
Now do the Kirk Cameron, everyone!
He's just jacking off on camera.
These are all the same exercises from Leanna Quigley's horror workout.
That's how you do figure eight.
Oh!
What is happening?
Changed. He's already got to change his pants.
Okay, girls, now do the turtle. The sexy turtle.
The sexy turtle.
The sexy turtle.
Do that doggy style.
Dude, the cameraman looks like he's jerking off to this, and it's weird.
I know, right?
He's all like, fuck yeah. Ugh.
This is the best day of work ever.
I'm being paid scale, but I don't care. It's awesome.
I'm Vikram. Did you get that video? Did you get the video?
Damn it, Vikram. Stop trying to make me laugh.
And the fact that Vikram just putters around. He doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't do shit.
He just has his arms crossed and just points it up and goes, there's one of these.
What's happening?
That logo on his shirt is about to fall off any second now.
It is.
I know!
Sad theme from Murder Size.
That's a sad theme. Why can't we see this person's head? Shut the door.
Also, can you turn on proper lighting? Why does everything have to be in neon?
I'm sorry, miss. I was just going to do my live stream.
Oh, it's this fucking nerd.
Is this like a recreation of the scene between Garth and Kim Basinger in Wayne's World 2?
Maybe.
Garth, can I be Frank? Sure, but can I still be Garth?
No, it was the scene with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
That's not Reagan's America. Why is she obsessed with Reagan's America?
Because this is a movie set in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, she's giving him a sexy Andy dance.
Mm-hmm.
That is Vikram. We give you a sexy Andy dance with titty and face. And then you come on titty.
Oh.
1985.
1982. We don't round up.
We don't round up.
Vikram Production.
Fucking hell. Putting Vikram on the nominees list after this show.
Colin found a character.
Oh my gosh, you should wear a hairband like the rest of us. What is the matter with you, you freak?
Listen, you're poor. You're poor if you don't have a fucking headband.
Listen.
Marcy, please make that here. Listen. Listen, make that listen t-shirt for Redbubble and TeePublic, please. I'm Colin. Listen. Listen.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen. Listen.
The first time I said that to Carrie, she was like, the fuck did you just say to me? I was like, what? That's what I say all the time. It's not like a bad thing.
I'm just like, listen.
Oh, this, I think this nerd says he's about to come.
Ew. That's disturbing. And you don't even care.
Why is that disturbing? It's okay to come.
Did somebody say come? Hello, everyone.
No. Oh, no, nobody said come. hello, Louise Lasser.
Oh, hello, everyone. I thought I'd come on the show to say hello. And I'm not hatching my evil plan to kill Kraven, but that's beside the point. But
what,
anyway.
What was that? What was that?
I said there's a lot of boobs in this movie.
Oh, yes, there are a lot of boobs in this
movie. Because I can see my honey bunch, Toby, over in the corner. And he is, like, huge at the moment because he's trying to keep control of himself. Because of his... Because that of his prima boo ejaculation. Over. But anyways, though. I thought I'd come by it because I still, since the last episode of the show, I've been cooking a lot, even more so than before. And I thought I'd come up this one to get used to try my latest concoction.
Okay. Oh, what is it?
Oh, honeys, this is the red wine chocolate mud cake.
Oh.
So you just poured red wine over a cake, right?
Oh, honey, I didn't just pour it on the cake. I poured it inside the cake.
Whoa.
Oh.
Is there weed in the cake?
Oh, yes, yes. Because I got to put a bit of ghost weed in there because that was the contribution from... Oh, and there's Ginger Lynn titties.
Ginger Lynn titties. Those are some old school titties.
Kind of like mine, but anyways, though. So there's some ghost weed in
it. I heard about your titties from your ex-husband. That's enough of that. No Louise Lasser titty talk.
I'm 3 for 3 on the people who fucking were going to show their titties in this movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, though, so in the cake, I made sure to put some ghost weed in there and also some red wine. And on the outer layer, there's some nice chocolate covering over it, and also there's even a layer that has a mousse on it as well. And also, there's also some whipped cream, or as I like, or as Toby likes to call it, the ecto cream. That's all right on the outside of the cake, and it's really delicious.
Are you a bit disturbed by me, Ginger Lynn Lass, having a tits all over the screen?
Oh, Louise, it's your distant cousin Ginger Lynn Lasser. She didn't get killed at the wedding.
Oh yes, Ginger Lynn, the one who lived.
Oh.
I am the one who lived, and Murder Size is the best exercise tape ever.
Oh, this dude had his eyes, like, poked out. That's kind of similar to, like, how what Lewis was trying to do when we got married. Every time he saw my boobs.
Well, that checks out. He was very horrified.
But anyway, so I'm gonna get going because I got some more food to cook and I hope you enjoy my cake and Ginger Lynn. What? This isn't over. I'll see you
later. Look at those
cops. Bye.
Those are some shady cops right there.
That beer's
fake.
They
are shady cops. And if she thinks she's gonna have the best
Wild Secrets again!
I'm gonna put Wild Secrets in my Murder Size. The timestamp is 53:36.
Luis just got hit with a chair.
Oh, no, she didn't get hit with a chair. She bagged into that chair. I can see it from here.
Oh. What a weird shit is happening on this show. Why am I eating this weird chocolate cake red wine thing?
And why are we ordering stuff from Wild Secrets and it's everything 75% off?
I mean, I like the 75% off special.
I'm going to order something for real. That sounds like fun.
They send me emails and messages every day.
Send them one. Sponsor us.
Look at this art nerd.
Art nerd.
Oh, it's a Coke ad.
It's more Coke in this movie.
Oh, they have really, Tubi have really picked well when it comes to the trailers to this movie.
They are surprisingly on point for the movie. It's very bizarre.
Not sure about the hay fever one, but then again, it is kind of perky and upbeat, so maybe kind of reflects the tone.
And we're back, 53:30.
Yes.
Oh, that was Louise again.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, why don't you turn on a light? We can't just have neon all the time.
What is happening? I don't think these are cops, because we saw the shady cops before.
Yeah, weren't there shady cops? Yeah,
I think they're meant to be the Skid Row murderer.
Isn't she the Skid Row murderer?
No, she's just self-defensing against people. They're actually the real murderers. Whoa.
Ow.
Ginger, this isn't one of your old movies. This is a new movie. You don't have to do this.
But she wants to.
I feel like she's gonna bite off his nipple.
She's gonna bite off his glasses.
Maybe.
And bite off his mustache.
Maybe.
Sultry.
That sounds possible. Oh,
that dude's gut is getting bigger and bigger in each scene with that crop top.
He's got a Blue Meanie vibe going on now.
It does.
You know what? This guy here, Victor. He looks like an older version of Nick Cage's character from Raising Arizona.
You're on drugs, babe.
Shut up.
You do not call cops. I am Vikram. You will not call cops. We do not. We get you a new shirt. You'll bell it to
Half off.
We give you a new shirt, $25.99.
And it'll be Raiders jacket as well.
Yes.
We give you we have elites.
Vikram production.
It be very neat.
Vikram Productions. Okay. Ah, mouse, maybe.
You know, all right, bro. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm going to show you my penis.
What?
It's hiding behind my fanny pack.
I got some somas in my fanny pack.
Yeah, he's got hella somas in his fanny pack, and he's all ready to show his dick.
And he's just ready to be a good brother, man.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Motorcycle. I've been watching a lot of fucking Gangland on YouTube. You guys remember that History Channel show called Gangland? Just in America. It was just in America because we're fucking awful and we have hella gangs all over America. And they're talking about biker gangs, and that's what one of the guys looks like right there.
I'm not surprised by that fact.
Do you guys have as much violence as we do in America?
No.
No?
No.
We do.
Because I can tell you, in St. Louis, Missouri...
That's
a time right there. Damn, she broke his glasses, too.
I think Ginger Lynn Allen needs to be a Best Supporting Actress nominee, too. With Jessa Flux.
Her stunt titties.
Oh!
Stunt titties.
Now, this is the start of a porno right here.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, my God! All right, lady, I have to arrest you, so let me pull out my nightstick.
Ew. There's no... Ha! Dear Penthouse Forum.
I did not think it could happen to me.
Now up against the table. The man who delivered my wild secrets came to my door.
Ominous atmospheric music. You see
to me, boy? Whoa, this is going to escalate quickly, isn't it?
Yep.
Look at those toy guns.
Maybe that's probably why everything's like in neon, so we don't notice that they're actually toy guns.
Maybe.
Wait, they're like, we have to find the killer? I thought they were the killers.
You're a killer! You're a killer! You're a killer!
Everybody!
You're all killers!
You get a car! You get a car! You get stabbed! You get stabbed!
Ah, I got some more crop tops in here.
You just want a crop top beat, admit it.
Maybe.
Well, that's your mom. Okay.
Yeah, because they totally look like mother and daughter. We got us a mother-daughter. Oh, no. I ain't never done a mother and a daughter at
the same time.
Ew.
Oh!
Wow.
This is the start of one of those pornos.
It's one of those movies that Chad totally buys.
Mm-hmm.
We sell this Vikram. We recorded. They taped this. This is our video.
That's our biggest seller.
Yeah, what's it called?
Two cops, one girl.
No.
Bang, bang.
Lots of gun.
That sounds interesting.
Lots of sweating. Very hairy.
Oh, my God.
Since there's no light in this, like, no actual lights on, so if you take the blue neon light out of it, they would technically be talking in the dark room. And there's Betty Page right there.
I don't even know what's going on.
All right, everyone, you're going to be starting in Louise Lass's third exercise tape.
That's not a good thing.
I never said it was.
No, well, fair.
How many zebras had to die for her outfit?
25.
That's sad.
Meanwhile, at eerie atmospheric music.
In blue neon.
Yes.
Meanwhile, in the basement.
She's trying to come to terms with being a murderer.
Oh my gosh, I'm a murderer. I didn't expect to be a murderer. I just wanted to be a girl in a white snake music video. Hey, man, cool it.
What is happening?
As if
someone
you can
tell me.
I don't know if you can tell. We're not cops.
I mean, clearly they're not cops.
We thought you were.
He doesn't have, like, anything written on his uniform. It's, like, plain.
No badge, no nothing.
No.
They took felt they got from a fabric store just on a blue button-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like.
If we put this whole room in blue neon, then nobody will notice that those patches are a different color and not black.
Mm.
Mega disturbed. Uh-oh. Oh! Oh, he's got the belt off!
That escalated quickly.
She may be getting cuddled soon.
Listen, sweetheart. You got hunger pains. Let me use this belt to get rid of them.
Yeah, so I think they're the Skid Row stranglers or whatever.
Not the sticky bandits.
No. They do different things.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't supposed to get blood on my hairband.
Oh my god, I'm now supposed to be dead right now.
This new Barbie movie's dark.
This escalated very quickly.
Well, she has no hunger pains anymore.
Smack her ass. That would make me laugh so hard.
I'm kind of waiting for it, but I don't think it's happening.
Oh, fuck, I just came.
Ew.
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 That's what he just said.
No,
he's thinking about
not.
Cantaloupes.
Fun.
He wanted to find the ocelot.
Luckily, I finished my drink, so there'll be no spit takes throughout the rest of this episode.
Damn it. God damn it, Bade.
Stupid girls. She's laughing
now, huh? I don't think she was laughing.
She was dead. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's happening, and I'm very confused right now.
There's murders happening at an exercise place. That's all you need to know.
There's murders. Don't do anything stupid. I'm so confused.
I'm going to come back for that booty fair poster later.
Oh,
wild sequence again!
1 hour, 3 minutes, 59 seconds.
Mercy!
No! Marcy, it was that elephant again.
That elephant has killed me. I'm coming here from the other side.
Oh!
Oh no, Marcy's
oh!
a ghost!
No, no!
Somebody help me!
Alright, we're gonna have to get...
The elephant has done that. Someone's gonna resuscitate me.
Okay, hold up. I'm gonna resuscitate you. Hold up. Okay.
Hello.
One, two, three. Breathe, Marcy! Breathe! Breathe!
Hello, Marcy. It's me, Geico Kaibu! I love you!
Yeah.
Stop, hey, I'm alive!
Toby. Oh, okay, well, luckily I saved you, Marcy.
No, it was me, Geico Kaibu!
Oh, we're back. You were from a nap. I'm back alive. 1 hour, 4 minutes, 5 seconds. What happened? The elephant squashed me, and I've come back to life, and now I've conjured up Geico Kaibu and Toby the ghost.
Yes, yes. But anyways, well, I'll get back to the corner of the room again.
Seriously, that elephant is going down.
I didn't do anything. What do you want to dance? I don't know how to dance. I don't know how to dance. I didn't do anything. Oh, no! No! Oh!
Whoa!
Oh!
Okay, bye!
Okay, bye!
I gotta stop paying attention to him because he knows he's gonna punch me in the dick. Ugh.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
It's an unfortunate time to have gotten punched in the dick by Baby Craven, B.
At least Baby Craven didn't stab you. He may have punched you in the dick 15 times.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that is true.
He likes you.
Hashtag kicked in the dick. What is happening?
This movie has gone from Marcy, you've seen it work out the horror movie. What was that one called?
I want to see her feet.
Okay. You know what? Okay, this movie has gone from Leanna Quigley's horror workout to Last House on the Left. Or as I like to call it in this case, Last House on the Breast.
Oh, fuck off, babe. Oh, that was awesome. I can't find it. Where is it?
That's why. Okay.
Wait, wait for it. That was terrible. Oh,
actually, I could do up last blouse on the breast.
That's two. You want three? You want three?
All right, that's my freebie for the filmmakers of this movie. Please make a movie called Last Blouse on the Breast. Sultry electronic music.
Yeah, I'm trying not to look at this guy like just sucking on her toes randomly.
Ew. Who does this guy think he is?
That's what we do. We suck on toes.
Who does this guy think he is? Quentin Tarantino?
I think yes, he does. I think he is.
You suck toes. You suck toes.
It's no biggie. We don't kink shame.
Mm-hmm. If you have nine toes, we still let you suck toes.
What is happening? Whoa.
She's like, whoa, she's telling it like it is.
Yeah, she's like the Wonder Woman of this group.
Yes.
Oh, God. Where is this going?
This is a weird sex fetish that they have.
I don't know what is happening.
Take me now. Oh, wait, sorry.
I mean, she's done everything.
I should know. I used to date Charlie Sheen.
Ew.
No. She's weirdly into that sort of thing, my mother.
Hmm. Oh, whoa. Oh.
Whoa.
Ew.
Ew, no.
He's like Anthony Quinn.
Yeah, very much so.
This trend is continuing throughout this season.
Why?
Is he a pedophile?
No. I don't know. No, I mean... no, is he? Well, I mean, these women are obviously in their 20s.
Yes, Ginger Lynn looks like she's in her 20s.
I mean, everybody else, I mean. Matt!
Matt!
Matt! Where are
you going? I've got to get out of here. Can me and my fanny pack come with you?
Does he have a Jason mask?
Well, it's a hockey mask, but it's not a Jason mask. Gnarly shit in
there. But you still got friends. Might be.
We're film family because we went to the same. We went to Orson Welles University. It all makes sense now. They went to the same filmmaking school.
Mm. That's a Jason. Oh, wait a minute.
That is a Jason mask, which in a way is that means I can promote my brand new my brand new spin-off podcast to Beat versus
Try that again.
Beat and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake. We're on all podcast streaming services everywhere.
Well, you got it. Yeah. You got there in the end.
I got there at the end. I should know how to deal with cops. I was in Vice Academy.
And what day of the week does that podcast come out, Beat?
That comes out on the 13th of every month. It's a once-a-month podcast that drops on the 13th, no matter what day each month.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh!
Get off of her, you ugly fuck. Hashtag you ugly fuck.
Stop it, you nerd. You're not supposed to be brave.
Jesus Christ, you shouldn't be doing that. How did she get in there?
Oh, she's got the hammer.
Oh!
Stop! Hammer time!
Victim, you save
we lost Bede, I think.
I think.
Oh, your video's not there.
Maybe we're about to lose you.
I can hear you.
I got it. I can see Bede.
I can see you now.
Yes.
Sometimes it's
So basically, the killer of this movie is going to be the hero. That's a good subversion.
I guess so.
Because she's killing both bad and good people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What is she even handcuffed to?
I think it's a table. Damn it, Bob.
Get up. Damn, Bob, get up. She smacked him in the head with a hammer. How's he not dead?
Movie.
Marcy, he was just hammered. He didn't get hit by a hammer. Get it right.
Babe, no. Stop it.
I'll allow that. Again, that one. I'll allow that one.
I still get one more. Oh! He shot his ear off.
Vikram shot him right in the ear.
It's my ear now. I'm Vikram. He's my ear now.
I take your ear. It is Vikram.
And now I shoot 20 balls.
The gun's not working. No, he just runs away.
I run now.
And he just like putters away, like boom.
He just pieces out. Bye.
And we're also like Victorum's brothers, Boris and Nico.
There's a whole family thing going on now.
Yes. Yes, yes it is.
I hope it's step family. Isn't this a porn?
Oh!
Colin, we're not actually watching porn.
that's coming up in a brand new spin-off podcast. The
After Dark Tubi Tuesdays.
Yeah. Colin watches porn.
I was going to say it's going to be called the Pornhub. Oh, the hammer's still podcast. In his head. Oh!
I think now he's dead.
Do they have full motion pictures on Pornhub?
Yeah, depends where to look.
You like that? Yeah,
Oh!
That escalated quickly.
Ouch.
And she had one day left to retirement.
She did.
She died and went back to her X-Men-inspired spandex planet.
I know.
Her home planet needed her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Girl, just turn on a light. It's literally this movie's getting darker and darker as it goes along. Turn on a fucking light!
As we've established, Bede, the cost of living is very expensive. We can't always afford lights.
Well, that is true.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s. They didn't have to worry about this stuff back then.
They were going to stream on Twitch. They were going to stream on Twitch. They're exercising, and that's why they got the blue light.
Yes.
They stole mine. Mine's gone. Mine's broken. I used to have a blue light.
Yep.
Oh. Damn, Pepper got all fucked up.
Quick, Bob, get back to Vice Academy.
Whoa, how did
you get
the...
someone turned on the
whoa!
Lights.
Whoa! Oh!
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
Ah, damn it. This dude kind of looks like Earthquake, the cop.
Hillbilly Jim.
Yes. No, not Randy Savage. Not Randy Savage.
When did he ever look like Randy Savage?
Oh,
his fingers got cut off. Hey, who wants a finger food?
Like Cheetos.
They look like Cheetos. What cut his fingers off? Did the chainsaw stop?
Who's holding the saw?
Yeah.
Oh,
of course she is.
You got a screw loose, and I have no fingers. That's how we're the same. We both hate stupid girls. I know you're not. Hey, leave Pink alone.
What?
Psycho versus psycho.
I have no idea what's going on.
This is murder size.
She wants to star in the fucking video!
No.
Whoa!
This must be a total headache for him.
God damn it, Peter.
That's it. That's three.
Hold on. I get one more.
Oh, that was three. That was three.
Well, it's not my fault that this dude didn't... Well, I guess you could say that this guy did... forget
it. So, I'm just trying to think here. Did they make...
Who saw this coming?
Silicone suit. Oh,
I wish I could throw something at you right now.
Man, what a bloody mess.
How much is that cost?
That's not that bad.
Fucking...
Okay. Okay, a punch was all right. Ow! Damn it, baby Craven! I went for help. Yeah. I went to go get this Matrix guy!
Yeah, what happened to him?
He could have helped! He's a bodyguard!
Yes, where's he been the whole movie?
Exactly! Matrix. He was just stoned in the corner.
Ah, damn it, the fucking nerd lived.
Sorry, children. I told you guys she was our final girl.
It's one of those rare movies that the final girl is the killer.
Mm. Damn, yes. That girl was giving her a gold watch? That's tight.
I'm going to turn it from hot dog on a stick to a head on a stick.
That sounds good.
Pete, come on.
Marcy, I haven't done bad jokes on this episode. We only have a few minutes left to go. I have to get them all out of my system before the episode's over. Oh, and
Phoebe? You broke the buzzer. There's been so many.
Well, that's what I get for having a buzz. Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Oh, well, I was waiting for it, but there's no sound of it.
I'm waiting. Yeah, I guess. Is it broken? Maybe it broke.
I think so. Stromboli. It would be an honor. Stromboli.
Hello, folks. It's me.
Get out of here, Trump.
I gave you all an ultimatum last week. You had 1 week to decide who was going to be on, remain to be a character on the show, me or Craven. Because you know I'm the best, and he's a loser.
I told you, none of you are allowed.
Yeah, we didn't decide any of this, Craven. Babina, Trump.
Can you get it right,
I am not Craven. I mean, I'm the President of the United States. Two completely different people.
This woman is doing a political ad right now.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is none of the above. Russians.
By the way, guys, I'm back. I'm so sorry, guys. Even Colin, when I had my tablet.
Colin, duck and cover. Get under the desk.
It's not gonna help. I get out of all the young people. And Ruby's from the slate.
Damn, Jessa Flux. I'm gonna look her up.
This dude's hockey mask.
Really, Toby? Get out of here.
The cravings for Louise last is next cookie assignment. I think that's it.
That is a.
Is her name Kansas Bowling?
I didn't get any on me this week. Woohoo!
I have Baby Cat getting it on.
Baby Cat.
Sorry about that, guys.
Okay.
I tried to hold it in, but you know, this movie has everything: boobs, yoga pants, Ginger Lynn. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
Well, the movie's finished now, so...
Was there a bonus scene at the end?
No, there's not.
Did we watch the trailer to Baby Cat?
Yeah, I kind of...
I'll get going now. I apologize. I'll make sure to have two tablets next time. I'll see you all later. Bye. Boo.
Bye.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast with Murder Size.
Yay! The most, definitely up there as one of the most 2B movies we've done for this show.
Yes. It was pretty 2B.
Look at my titties!
Why?
That's look at the much. Titties! Titties!
Like, I love titties, but if someone's going to scream that at me all the time, like, get away from me, bitch.
As if you would love every second of it. Shut up.
No. That's too much. If you're going to yell at me about it, I'm not going to be wanting to see your titties. I'll see them for the first five times, but don't scream at me.
Sure. Anyway.
So if we've learned anything from this episode, folks, it's you can show your titties. Just don't be too aggressive about it.
Exactly. Or we'll have to change our name to the 2B City Welcoming Committee.
Anyways.
2B Titty Welcoming Committee.
Yes.
You can find the 2B Titty Welcoming Committee at supermarcy.com. You can subscribe to the Patreon and watch the full video versions of this show at patreon.com/supernetwork. You can find all of your helpful links at the Linktree address, which is spelled linktr.ee/2BTuesdaysPodcast. And I'm Super Marcy on all the socials. Badum tish. Babe.
Yes. Yes. If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeeJamine and also on Blue Sky at under Bede Jamine as well. And also you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede versus the Living Dead and its spinoff, Bede and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streaming services everywhere via the Bede versus the Living Dead podcast feed.
And Batch.
You can find me over on WebTales, Spider-Man Podcast, part of the Pop4D network. Make sure you follow Pop4D on the X, and I am the Batch Package. And,
Tell them about my show!
Ew, no!
Yes, you can listen to Craven's 2B Tuesday podcast coming off the Pop4D feed on all your podcast feeds. Coming soon, whenever he gets around to recording it.
Right. And, Colin.
You can find me at trashpandapodcast.com.
And that's us done for another week. Stay tuned for next week's episode. I believe it is Batch's pick.
Indeed.
So.
Baby cat.
I can't hear Batch at all.
Batch.
Damn it, Craven.
Craven's fucked it again.
It's the soundboard. Yeah, Craven killed it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But
anyway, next week will be Batch's pick. And until then, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Roll camera. And action.
5, 6, 7, 8, and strut.
We are going to make a fortune with this video. Video's going to fly off the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Candy is showing her nether regions to the camera. We're not making a porn, are we?
This is what the audience wants, kid.
I care about fitness. I care about the health of our children and the obesity rate in our country.
Where did Gino get this square?
No one respects me.
You're the boss, right? They don't want to listen to you? Persuade them. Smack them around a bit. That's what my dad does.
It's your show, man. I'll do the dance. You just gotta show me the moves.
The streets are a dangerous place for a young lady these days. She'll be safe in here with me.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.